Watergate may have been the political scandal of the century, and you can thank John Dean for helping to keep it alive. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. It was former White House counsel John Dean who changed his song about the Watergate cover-up and gave the testimony that led to the downfall of the Nixon administration. After his release from prison for his part in the crime, Dean went to work marketing his experience in the form of lectures and books.
I have often thought over the years that maybe that was a mistake, that maybe I should have weathered a little bit longer and kept a lower profile and tried to fade back into the woodwork, but I didn't.
In fact, Dean calls his decision to exploit Watergate a matter of glory and greed.
I've always been sensitive to this whole issue of cashing in on Watergate, and I've been sensitive because, one, I wondered myself if it was right, but I had to reach some sort of understanding, and I did with myself. I said to myself, well, one, I can't invite myself to lecture anywhere, and I'm not going to be invited very many places unless I have something to say. And the same was true in writing a book. I thought to myself, well, I can't force anybody to buy that book.
Enough people read the first book, Blind Ambition, to encourage Dean to write another, Lost Honor, in which he details the events that followed his prison term. Last year, Dean described a Washington gathering of former Nixon administration figures, to which Dean was not invited, as a class reunion for a school for scoundrels.
I find it very odd that there would be a celebration 10 years later of Mr. Nixon's overwhelming 1972 election victory, when that victory was built on dirty tricks and Watergate.
But Dean admits that he, too, is a man of lost honor.
Honor is something that we really are given a certain amount of to start out in life, and we can either build on it or subtract from it. And I have managed to subtract mine by coming involved in Watergate. But I also say that through the years, in my ability to talk candidly, openly, and brutally honestly about what happened, and myself and my involvement, to look back at my mistakes, to analyze them as to why I made them, and why I hopefully won't make them again. In doing that, it's given me a feeling of my own self-esteem.
John Dean reveals the name of the man he says was Deep Throat. That next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. You may snicker when you hear the answer, but John Dean is absolutely sure he knows the real name of Deep Throat. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. It was the testimony of former White House aide John Dean that led to the resignation of President Nixon following the Watergate scandal. It was a source within the administration that steered reporters to the cover-up, and Dean says he's been haunted by it ever since.
It's a mystery story that has been winding through my life for the last 6 years, and that is the question, who was the source that supplied Bob Woodward of the Washington Post with all of his inside information, the source that would be dubbed Deep Throat? Well, through a process of elimination, I conclude and certainly convince myself that it is only can be one person who qualifies.
Dean says he himself used a source within the Washington Post to help him reach his conclusion, and Dean is positive Deep Throat was not a composite.
What confirmed that for me was Woodward at one point, because of a problem in his role as the Metro editor, had to tell his editor, the senior editor, Ben Bradley, who Deep Throat was. And my source, Deep Thought, told me indeed Bradley does know who it is, and it is one person.
John Dean says that more and more other people are agreeing with his conclusion.
In talking to reporters, particularly reporters who are serious Watergate buffs, their initial reaction, they told me, was, oh, that can't be. And they, like I, you know, guessed, they had their own candidate, they were guessing. When they realized that I'm not guessing, but rather have sifted through a mass of material to eliminate this down, to show how only one person can qualify, they become very persuaded. They say it's a compelling case, and if you're not right, they see that no one else really stands up.
All right, if you haven't heard already, who is the person John Dean thinks was Deep Throat? Hold your breath.
The only one person that makes it and could have possibly known all the information that the Deep Throat gave Woodward, and it's not very much, but it's very unique information, was Al Haig.
All of John Dean's reasons are in his new book, Lost Honor. For BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.